tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. In the realm of politics, it could not be more obvious how unhinged, destructive, hateful, vicious, violent the left is. And even in just the last few days, we have so many examples. We cover them in the Daily Dispatch, but a Republican volunteer viciously attacked by Republicans left needing facial reconstructive surgery and just barely hanging on to life. Then you have far left activists rioting at Penn State as Alex Stein and Gavin McGinnis were set to perform there, but had to be canceled because the leftist psychopaths started rioting and destroying things. So the university, of course, caved to them, gave in to them, capitulated to them, and did their bidding, because that's what you get, I guess, these days. Now, if you're a Republican and you want to commit violence or do any sort of vandalism, then you, of course, will have your door kicked in by the FBI. They will put you in a concrete box for the next decade. It doesn't matter if you're a father of seven or an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor. And it doesn't matter if you don't even do anything violent. If you're just protesting outside of an abortion clinic, they will literally haul you off and charge you with a crime for which the sentence is 11 years in prison. That's how viciously they treat you. But if you're a leftist and you want to actually start throwing firebombs at the university will say, thank you for your input. We'll do whatever you say. Please just tell us what to do and we'll do it. It's completely absurd, but that's how it goes. Matt Walsh also experienced this. Leftist cry bullies, he says, at University of Wisconsin at Madison, vandalized a veterans memorial along with several other buildings because they're upset that I'm speaking on campus. The university responded by apologizing to the vandals and taking their side. It's the worst cowardice I've ever seen by a university. And you can see the vandalism widespread across veterans memorials and everything there. And the response to this is, we are aware that a speaker is coming to campus on Monday whose viewpoints we believe are harmful towards our trans community. We feel the impact this is having on our campus and we wanted to reach out. So they get everything that they want. And of course, it goes on and on. I mean, my God, beaten half to death or riots or whether it's just the actual government itself taking your child away for not conforming to their transgender agenda or stories like this in the New York Times. Their America is vanishing. Like Trump, they insist they were cheated. The white majority is fading. The economy is changing and there's a pervasive sense of loss in districts where Republicans fought the outcome of the 2020 election. Just bragging, just stomping on your face and saying, oh, what? Does it feel like you're being oppressed? Yeah, their America is vanishing. Yes, they are robbing your birthright from you. They are forcibly changing your country and disempowering you from participation in public life. And then they're writing articles saying why this is a good thing and why you deserve it. And the only thing they have, the only thing the Republicans have at all is January 6th, which they are desperate to portray as the worst thing ever, despite the fact that worse things literally happened yesterday on a university campus to Alex Stein. But ignore that. So an MSNBC reporter asked Trump supporters stupid questions about January 6th and got humiliated on national TV. Let's see what this was all about, shall we?
Mastriano was at the insurrection and he was photographed breaching one of the restricted areas. Is that okay?
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers were taking away barriers and unlocking
opening doors.
People. So, yeah. I mean,
they opened the gates.
So it shouldn't be disqualifying for an elected official.
No.
To participate in a protest.
He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, and the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police
officer. An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
That's the only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No. It was a stroke.
That's not
on site.
Caused by that, that's because right. He shouldn't have been a police officer. It was one woman.
So what do you make, though, overall of January 6th? I mean, it was watching that footage. It was pretty disturbing. I mean, there were people throwing excrement at the walls, and it was it's the Capitol.
That it looked a lot true. Like Antifa's action.
Yeah, it looked a lot, except on a much smaller scale. It looked the same as the Black Lives Matter riots.
That's same thing as Black Lives Matter, but on a much smaller scale. Absolutely brilliant. So this is the only thing they have going for them is trying to portray January 6th as some uniquely terrible and horrific, you know, event in American history, the overthrow of our government. Oh, dear. Oh, gosh. And it's not working. So what do they have? Absolutely nothing. So what do? Absolutely anything. They're getting desperate, folks, and that's when things get dangerous. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
ready to pay up? Here, put it in our Alex Jones was wrong jar.
I've got just over $1 billion at this location. It's yours.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Listening to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour has begun on today's broadcast of American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Still have so much to talk about in today's show, but we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines and be taking your calls. Remember, you can find all the stories that we cover here by going to my Substack, harrisonhillsmith.substack.com. You can also go to offlimits.news, sign up for it. I got to say, I don't know what I have to say. I don't have to say anything, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to upload a podcast to the Substack later today. If you are a paid member, you get access to our podcast. I had a long conversation with my friend John over the phone, and we recorded it and made it into a podcast, so that'll be up. And I was thinking, you know, maybe I should just do a podcast on the Jews. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a fun, non-controversial thing to do? And I think I'm going to, because I got to be honest. I think I got a pretty good view on this whole topic, but it takes a long time to like explain it all and get into it, longer than I have during a single break on this show. So maybe I'll just spend like a good hour and a half, 2 hours, just laying down my thoughts on the topic, because I'm not a stranger to the Jewish faith or Jewish people, and I've been to innumerable bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. I've celebrated Hanukkah more times than you can imagine. I've been to Jewish weddings and funerals, and many of my best friends are Jewish, and I have a very clear perspective on these people because I appreciate and respect their culture, but at the same time, I can see the way that their ancestral trauma is being used against them and being used by people who don't have their best interests in mind. And it's all very confusing. It maybe takes a lot of time to break down. So I'll tell you what, if I get 10 new signups to my Substack, I'll do that podcast. I'll do the full-fledged podcast, and you can use it to blackmail me for the rest of my life. That's the deal. That's what we'll do, and it'll all work out. It'll all work out in the end. But if there's a story on the Substack that you want to talk about, go ahead and give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Now taking your calls, and we will be talking about Kanye West and his battle against what I would really call the Jewish mafia. A little bit later in this program, we will get into that probably in the next segment. But for now, let's actually change topics. Let's go to something else. Let's go to COVID-19 and a trend that we've seen explode over the past couple of weeks. Actually, it's been exploding for the last year or so, at least. In fact, let's start this off with clip number 10, as yesterday we covered the fact that prenatal deaths had spiked in Scotland, and yet the Public Health Service in Scotland, who's tasked with investigating this, said, we'll investigate it. The one thing we won't do is ask whether it's the vaccine has anything to do with it. We will not ask the parents if for their vaccine status. We will just ignore that completely, because if it turns out that the vaccine killed babies, then people might not want to get vaccinated. So we're not going to do that. We'd rather let babies die than, you know, let a stick be shoved in the spoke of our vaccine program. This isn't just a phenomenon that's happening in Scotland. It's happening around the world. Here's OBGYN Dr. James A. Thorpe presenting alarming stillbirth data in Canada. Let's watch.
This is from my colleagues in Canada, and I've worked a lot with the Canadians. So it, with the Canadians, this is Dr. Daniel Nagas up there in British Columbia, Dr. Mel Berchet up in Columbia, and then the doctors in Toronto, Dr. Neil Caro I published with, we published earlier in the year, and Jessica Rose, many, many others. But multiple physicians have vouched for the veracity of this data. This is from Waterloo, Canada. 83 stillbirths, about 4,000 deliveries. That exact same thing you saw with Michelle's. Next slide. If that weren't bad enough, look at this. I couldn't even put it. There were 13 dead fetuses in one 24-hour period. One 24-hour period. So I just had to count it as a week instead of a day. And notice that I've changed the x-axis, the y-axis, instead of going up to 30, it now has to go up to 180. These are massive, massive danger signal events. And I'll end here, but this is our recent publication. This, I think, the most of all the 200-plus publications that I've had in my career. This is by far and away the most important. And we've basically shown, using governmental data, that there is undeniable, irrefutable evidence that the vaccine is killing my patients, my women of reproductive age, my pregnant women, my preborn babies, and my newborn babies. It's killing them. And I want it stopped, and I want it stopped now.
You got to wonder if the Democrats in charge who were on the forefront of pushing this on everybody don't see this as just another positive. Hey, it's their other favorite thing, abortion. So what's the damage here? They're giving the gift of abortion. They're giving the gift of unexpected abortion to their wonderful vaccine adherents. That's the gift that you get for trusting these people. But you don't even need to look at the scientific data. You don't need to look at the charts. Let's just look at the high-profile deaths in just the last few weeks. Every one of these is from – most of them are just from the last few days. And I expect this trend is going to accelerate as we move into the full-fledged death cycle of the vaccine. Let's take a look at some of these. WWE Hall of Famer Kevin Nash reveals his 26-year-old son dies from cardiac arrest. Wrestling icon Kevin Nash spoke about his son's untimely death on Monday, revealing that Tristan, 26, died after having a seizure in his bedroom and going into cardiac arrest. Will and Grace star Leslie Jordan dead at 67 after suffering a medical emergency and crashing his BMW into a building. According to TMZ, Leslie Jordan suffered a medical emergency before he crashed his BMW into a building in Hollywood. It happened around 9:30 a.m. yesterday. Horror as 15-year-old boy collapses and dies in Liverpool restaurant. Members of the public and staff at Brown's restaurant rushed to help the boy. He was rushed to Royal Liverpool Hospital, but sadly died shortly after. They say they are not treating the death as suspicious because you know, how suspicious is it? I mean, that's not suspicious at all. A 15-year-old just falling over, collapsing, and dying with no symptoms, that's totally normal and not suspicious in the slightest, right? Suffolk's Gen X radio presenter Tim Gow dies on air, or Go, or Goff. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he's dead now, unfortunately. God rest his soul. A radio presenter who died while on air has been described as warm, caring, fun guy who was loved dearly by those who knew him. He was 55, and he died from a suspected heart attack at his home while presenting Gen X Radio's Monday breakfast show. Singer Mika Bin dies at 41 after collapsing on stage at a concert in Paris. The Haitian singer that we've covered last week. Doctors are baffled after 18-year-old athlete suffers cardiac arrest during tennis practice. Tennis player from Rochester, Indiana, who was 18-year-old, suffered cardiac arrest right after he finished his warm-up laps. Former EastEnders actress dies suddenly backstage after performing in a play. She was not at an age. She was 64 years old and died suddenly backstage. While performing, rugby player dies on the field after collapsing during Centennial Celebrations match in New Zealand. Misrach Ewuniti, 20-year-old Princeton University student, found dead after missing for days. Her death also not being treated as suspicious, as they say there were no obvious signs of injury, and her death does not appear suspicious or criminal in nature. No, she simply was walking apparently down a path and fell over dead from a heart attack. Northern University student found dead in dorm complex. Northern Illinois University student was found dead inside Patterson Hall on campus Friday. Campus police and paramedics responded to an emergency call from an unconscious student, and they found him dead in his dorm room. You also had last night Megyn Kelly revealing that her sister died of a heart attack at the age of 58, despite not having any previous medical issues. So there you go. So the oldest one here is from October 15th. And in just those few short days, you have nearly a dozen high-profile, unexpected, sudden deaths from previously healthy people, some young high school athletes, some performers and entertainers in their 50s and 60s. This is full-scale genocide, folks.
This is not a trial.
There was no jury trial in this case.
No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
So the judge issues the default verdict without any trial on the merits in front of a jury. And then in the jury trial on quantum, effectively says Jones cannot say anything to mitigate the quantum, apologized, retracted, didn't intend to cause harm because of her prior default verdict order.
Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't kill anybody.
You were clear in that you had a change of heart, or you believed that you were wrong, or you believed you made a mistake, which I think is admirable. And I think the fact that they want to browbeat you after that is what is so scary. And I think that people out here would do well, if you're watching, to understand that apologies do nothing with these monsters.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members, and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
This is an amount of money that he cannot make up. And he knows that, and that's what he's saying right now. He's obviously telling people to go buy some supplements or whatever, but there are no amount of supplements that are gonna make up that level of money.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things. And the question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said? Or do they want to destroy Alex Jones?
You don't have to be an Alex Jones fan to understand that he is most definitely being made an example of because of the sheer, you know, this is historical, the amount of money he's being demanded to pay for what we call conspiracy theories and misinformation. And that sets a very dangerous precedent going forward in regards to what sort of things people are allowed to say online.
Do you now believe that the First Amendment is absolute, or do you believe that the First Amendment has limitations?
I believe that the First Amendment is absolute and that you can't be priorly constrained. Obviously, if you get found guilty by a real jury in a real trial for defamation or libel, then it doesn't have absolutes. It does have limits, but I wasn't given a free trial.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away.
This is our rights being taken. This is a Hollywood production. I'm not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm saying the production of what I supposedly did and how big it became and, you know, this huge event. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that wrote the number one best-selling book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalist's number one mission is to silence InfoWars because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalist and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com. And to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time on our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I am in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support, and I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. I see we have a lot of callers who have already called in, so we'll go to some of those now. we'll talk about this, and I guess we're just jumping in with both feet. So I gotta be honest, just the whole topic of Jews in general is just something I avoid on this show because it becomes the only thing anybody wants to talk about. We're covering like COVID and crime and just all of this stuff. And suddenly, I'll open up the phone lines and every single call will be like, my opinion on Jews. And it's like, all right, well, that's not what we're here to talk about, actually. So it's just one of those things that like, it's like flat earth, like same type of thing. If you mention flat earth, you start getting tons of calls about flat earth. It's just one of those things that's just like, unless you want the whole show to be about that, then it's best just to avoid it. But now I guess the whole show is about that. So here we are. I guess we're jumping in here. So let's go out to the phone lines. We've got on line number one, JR in New York, who wants to talk about Kanye and the Jewish mafia. Thanks for calling in, JR. What's your take on what's going on here? JR, can you hear me? Do you read me, JR?
Hey, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, man? So yeah, about the whole Kanye thing. I think he's really onto something. Because, and like other people, they want to talk about this because nobody really talks about it. And it really comes down to, like, I could do this by asking you some questions. Like, the Rothschilds, do you trust anything that the Rothschilds would create?
No.
Right? No, right? So they created political Zionism. They created the movement of Zionism, which is a political thing. Now, I mentioned this before, that these masters of black magic. They use magic and words, and the power of words, and the Bible and scripture. And they know how to manipulate people by giving them milk instead of meat of scripture. What is it, what they talk about in the Bible? In other words, the literal interpretation. So when people hear Zion in the Bible, they think it's talking about Jerusalem. And when people hear God's chosen people, they think it's about a physical people, but it's not. It's about 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 archetypes, 12 cranial nerves, 12 massive nerves in your solar plexus, 12 salts in your body that if you burn your body at 1,000,000 degrees, there'll be 12 salts left. So what we're talking about here is these political Zionists, they're not Jews. They know that they're black magicians. It starts with the cult that David Icke talks about in his book, The Answer. Just read David Icke's books. You find all the information there. So I'm sorry I'm talking really fast, but I want to get it out before other people get on the line. So these guys, basically, they manipulate this information. They know about Kabbalah and alchemy, and there's white magic and black magic. That's why we have white hats and black magicians. So these people are actively, taking everything over. One thing I really don't like, and I hate to say it because I love you guys. I love you, Harrison, for bringing this topic up and letting people talk about it. Because a lot of people want to talk about it because it's kind of suppressed information. Zionism is the answer. And when you search on InfoWars for Zionism, nothing comes up. When you search on David Icke's site for Zionism, everything comes up that you need to know. Read David Icke's book, any of his books, look in the index for Zionism. The Rothschilds created it in the late 1800s with the goal of creating the New World Order and making the head of the New World Order, the capital, in Jerusalem. And then they use biblical prophecy and everything else because of literal interpretation of the Bible to rope in Christians with the idea of being saved by an outside force. When the ancient alchemists who wrote the Bible, they were alchemists, and whether you like it or not, they were ancients. They thought different than us.
Right.
They knew that the Bible was a book. Hold on, wait, brother, don't cut me off.
Well, you've been going for a while now. I appreciate your input. I can't say I disagree with you. I agree. I'm not a Zionist, and I talk about Zionism on this show. It might not be in the title of the segments that we do, but I definitely talk about Israel and the imperialistic actions they take on a regular basis. And I think you're right about the way that Christians get sort of duped by the way that the biblical stuff is activated by people with not the best intentions in mind. I agree with you. I do want to get to some other callers, but very good call, JR. Thank you for that. Let's go to Spicy Pina Colada Boy in Wisconsin. Wants to talk about Kanye stuff and a based Serbia Twitter account. Thanks for calling in, Spicy Pina Colada Boy. You're on the air.
Hark, hark. Alas, it is I, your Spicy Pina Colada Boy, has returned. Shalom, Harrison.
How you doing?
Are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. I'm here. Sorry,
I was there. Sorry.
No,
there
yeah, I'm
silence.
Sorry.
I didn't want to talk over you.
I was getting
okay,
I was...
so you already mentioned the... Oh, go ahead.
All right. Hold on a second. I just received word that we will be joined by Alex Stein in about 30 minutes. So that's Alex Stein major event yesterday. We were trying to get him on, so we just learned that he is available to come on, and he will be on in about 30 minutes. So I'm sorry, Spicy Pina Colada. I was getting that alert in my ear, so I didn't hear what you were saying. But go ahead. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you already mentioned the Based Serbia Twitter account. There's a good Orthodox priest speech that sounds so much like if Alex Jones was an Orthodox priest.
Mm.
And with the election coming up and the abortion controversy, and now Kanye, especially with his recent interview with Lex Fridman, you know, going back and forth about something that happened almost 100 years ago in the current Holocaust of abortion, and of course now the coronavirus hospital Holocaust. But what I was trying to say, no one talks about, and I need to know, where does all that goop go, all the abortion fetuses go? I know it's kind of gross, but what are they using all that stuff for, and what's like the money behind it? There needs to be like strict regulation around that, because I don't think should all live in a world where that stuff is maybe being fed or injected back into us, or who knows what's going on.
That's a great point, and that is actually the real reason why they want late-term abortion. Like, there is no reason to want late-term abortions. It's psychotic. It doesn't make any sense. You know that you are pregnant long, long, long before the third trimester, right? A couple weeks into a pregnancy, you know that you're pregnant, unless you are just completely the most unhealthy person in the entire world and have no idea what's going on with your body. Like, you know, everybody, like, you know. So there's no reason to then wait and let the baby gestate for 7 months, 8 months, and then kill it. It makes no sense. It's psychotic. But the more developed the baby is, the more valuable the tissue. The more developed the body of the baby is, the more easy it is to do things like take their livers, take their hearts, take their brains. Like, they sell the babies, and the older the baby is, the longer it's gestated, the more valuable it is for the body part sellers at Planned Parenthood that have been caught on camera talking about how, you know, selling certain body parts, they're going to buy a Porsche or a you know, fancy car with all the profit they make from selling these body parts. So it's a good point, Spicy Pina Colada. And, you know, we've been trying to get Orthodox priests on the show. The problem is they are very careful about public appearances that they make. The Orthodox Church does not have a big, like, PR system, right? They're not the Catholic Church. So they're much more selective and much more, like, shy when it comes to media, the Orthodox priests. So one fantastic one is Father Spiridon on YouTube, and it's the same type of thing. You listen to him, he's talking about the New World Order. He's talking about demons and UFOs. I mean, he sounds exactly like Alex Jones, except he's like on a farm and he's got the calmest, most relaxing voice you've ever heard in contradicting Alex Jones. But you're right. There's a lot of crossover between what we talk about here on InfoWars and the what Orthodox priests tend to talk about when you go and watch them on the internet. Thank you for that call, Spicy Pina Colada. More of your calls, and we'll get into these videos of Kanye on the other side. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products like X3 and Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. If you want to boost your body's energy, your stamina, your libido, particularly your immune system, these are the products. And they're all 40 to 50% off. But when you use promo code 1776 at checkout, get an additional 10% off and double Patriot points on your next order. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and experience X3, experience Vitamineral Fusion, experience DNA Force Plus, and so many other great products, and know you're keeping the tip of the spear on air. So again, 1776 is the promo code at InfoWarsStore.com for an additional 10% off. I want to thank you all for your support, because these products aren't just amazing, they also fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Again, thanks for your support. It's a critical fight. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I'm way down. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of their every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye, they want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do F's thing. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex rings. It's like you only have free speech if you left wing. Hey, he wore a White Lives Matter shirt with Candace Owens. She show her BLM money when and they both expose him. He need to get closer to God, though, that's what I'm hoping. Because the deep, they hate the stars when they can't control him. They banned Donald Trump while he was sitting president. I guess they don't care if that sets a dangerous precedent. Now they rating him and Mike Lindell without evidence. Is this still America and what it represents? And that's why I'm not flexing, why I'm slaying demons. We living in the end of times, you should show a season. Politicians betray this country, they committing treason. It's all for power, so they laughing while the country bleeding. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do F's thing. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex rings. It's like you only have free speech if you left wing. Look what they did to Andrew Tate. They banned Sneeko too. And everything they did to me, they gon' do to you. They run experiments on people like we in the zoo. They scare you into silence if you have a different view. But you could talk sex, murder, push kids to switch their gender. You can't preach repentance, but you can tell them to be sinners. Biden's daughter exposed them, but nobody gon' remember. The D's and R's work together. I know that y'all beg to differ, but look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do F's thing. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex rings. It's like you only have free speech if you left wing.
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
Watching the American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lower the drawbridge, light the fire, tell the servant to bring you a glass of brandy because we are visiting the conspiracy castle right now. Alex Stein has joined us on American Journal. You know who he is, viral satirist, host of Conspiracy Castle on social media. You know him for his public stunts and live streams where he talks about and highlights the absurdity of life in America. He's here today to talk about what happened at Penn State last night. You, of course, can find him on band.video. At the Conspiracy Castle, his YouTube and Twitter are both AlexStein99. Alex Stein, man of the hour, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Harrison, I don't want that professional introduction because I'm not in the castle. I'm at the best college, I'm at the best hotel in State College, the Wyndham Garden Inn. It's his hotel of the year, so only the finest for a pimp on a blimp. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, your story is just one of a litany of stories in the past few days that show how desperate and violent and hysterical the left is getting. Matt Walsh was going to speak at University of Wisconsin. Vandalism all over the campus. They cancel his speech and apologize to the vandals for daring to allow somebody of conservative bent to, you know, have a place to speak on their campus. Marco Rubio, one of his canvassers, beaten to within an inch of his life while canvassing, beaten by people who are saying Republicans aren't allowed in this neighborhood. And then you go to Penn State, you get spit on. There's a full-on riot in opposition to you. I mean, what is happening here, Alex? I mean, what did you do to cause this? What did you do wrong that made these people so mad?
No, you're exactly right. I'm trying to pull up the statement from the college. Listen what they said. This is so sick. I got to find it. And I have to name drop my biological father, Tucker Carlson, is texting me right now. He loved that clip. But let me find the statement from the university. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. They said, this is what they said, the university. The president, Neely, and this is what's going on. In these colleges, these kids can act insane. They can get events shut down. And then this is what the Penn State president said. He said, tonight, Stein and McInnes will celebrate a victory for being canceled, when in actuality, they contributed to the very violence that compromised their ability to speak. Tonight, counter-protesters will also celebrate a victory that they forced the university to cancel this event, when in actuality, they have furthered the visibility of the very cause they opposed. So these people, they canceled my gig. You know, I flew out here. I had to connect. I'm in the middle of nowhere, Happy Valley. It's a beautiful place, you know, nonetheless. And they say somehow we won. We didn't win at all. We literally got canceled. I mean, it's so insane how they can control the narrative. Even when they win, they still lose somehow.
No, that is a legitimately insane thing to say. That statement, they literally just said that it's your fault. You were going to speak there. You had a pre-planned event. You sold tickets. You were going to go give a comedy show. They're saying it's your fault that people did violence against you. It's your fault. By your existence, you've pushed these people to do violence against you. It's your fault for existing. It's your fault for speaking. It's your fault that this violence took place. I mean, that is a dangerous escalation in rhetoric when it comes to justifying the action of these psychopathic mobs of rioters who are setting out to shut down people like yourself.
No, and you know, the worst part about it is, Harrison, you're a young man, I'm young, but when I was young and there was protests like, you know, the Occupy Wall Street, a lot of those people were, you know, liberal, but they were against the establishment, they were against the banks. But now these liberal people on the left, they don't really have a villain to go for because they are the real fascists. I mean, Benito Mussolini described, you know, fascism as a merger of corporation and state. These guys are all, they work for the corporation. They're all quadruple vaccinated. They're all on 10 different SSRI, you know, antidepressants. They might as well, they are the real fascists for shutting down the free speech. But my point being is, like, instead of these college kids just having fun in college, doing your college stuff, drinking, you know, living that lifestyle that a college kid would have, they want to be radicalized and they want to have a villain. And that's the problem, is that they don't really have one. So if they can create a narrative that Gavin McInnes started the Proud Boys, I'm a transphobe and a sexual harasser of AOC. Oh, I'm the worst villain in the world. So it's really, they're just LARPing as activists, in my opinion. It's all basically just fake. You know, I mean, they don't really, they're mad at themselves, and it's Saul Alinsky's rules for radical. It's accuse the enemy of what you're actually doing. And that's the case on these college campuses right now. They're the ones that are causing destruction. They're the ones being violent.
You know, in a certain way, the Penn State president, that statement there was kind of right about the fact that they brought so much more attention to this than what otherwise, I don't know if I would have heard about it. I mean, you and Gavin McInnes would have gone and done comedy for a couple of people that would have been your fans. I probably would have seen pictures of it on social media, maybe a clip or two if you happened to film it. But that would have been it. It wouldn't have gone anywhere. It wouldn't have caused anybody trouble. But they have to riot. And of course, you approach this with the absolute best possible reaction, which is to go out and mock the rioters and get in their faces and show them that you will not be intimidated. I mean, what was the thought process behind your reaction to, you know, learning that this riot was taking place to prevent you from speaking?
Well, I was really happy at the university at first because they had spent about 2 weeks protesting this event. I mean, every, you know, countercultural, you know, student group, you know, every fake Antifa type group were saying, you know, do not let these people on campus. In the state university, because this is a state university, it's not a private school. They said, oh, well, we have to allow free speech. So I was really proud of the university for letting the event go on. But then when they canceled it last minute because of quote unquote violence, that, first of all, Alex Jones exposed us a long time ago with the WTO of agent provocateurs. It was Antifa that were there that were spraying the mace. It was the people that were protesting against me. They do it to themselves. It's called a false flag attack. Last night, we had a false flag protest where they escalated because they were just protesting each other to make it look worse. I was the only excitement. When I went out there and instigated it, it got a lot worse after that. But my point being is, like, they needed to have – it needed to get worse for their movement. So they didn't really have anybody to attack once I left. So they started attacking each other, and then they attack each other and they say, oh, well, it was right-wing Proud Boys that did it. You know, that's how they do it. They're insane. with the methodology of their accusations by saying that, you know, we were the ones causing the violence, when they were literally like shooting themselves in the foot and saying, oh, you shot me. So it's just, you know, they're all liars. You know this, Harrison.
Yeah, and I don't know how other people don't see this. I mean, you've got people going – and I know it's just like we're retreading the same ground, but it's so baffling. Yeah. It's so bizarre. It's so out there. That's like you have to remind people just like fundamentally what this is. These are speakers going to talk at a college. Violent rioters start causing violence and destroying things. And the official response is to blame the speakers who committed no violence and did nothing wrong. It's your fault for being attacked. I mean, that is just so baffling. It's so wrong. It's so backwards and inverted. It's like I just have to keep reminding. It's like, no, we didn't do anything wrong. Nothing Alex Stein did here was inspiring violence or anything of the sort, and yet they're going after you. I mean, are you just going to keep moving on? I mean, are you planning more live shows after this? Yeah. Is this just going to keep happening?
Yeah. Like, I'll be speaking at the University of Tennessee for the same group here in the spring semester. And I think we're potentially going to do it with Milo. So, you know, it's going to be even crazier. So the organization, Uncensored America, you know, they're going to give us a platform to do this again. So, you know, I'm not going to stop. It's just like Matt Walsh isn't going to stop. I mean, these college kids are absolutely mentally insane, and this is the future of America, and it's really not that bright of a future. It's actually kind of shocking if you really look at this situation. You watch, I mean, imagine getting I got spat on, I mean, assaulted in front of a cop. The cops didn't do anything, and this is the scariest part. Not that I was ever really that scared, but when they're trying to get us out of the building, there's about 500 kids, and they're getting every entrance. And Gavin McInnes was like, "Well, how are we going to get out of here, officer?" And, you know, this is pretty insane. And the officer said, yeah, this is insane. This is worse than the Joe Pa riots. And so this is the same university, Jerry Sandusky, where, you know, he, you know, did the most despicable things to children. And they had, for Joe Paterno, their riots were less intense than the riots for Gavin McInnes and Alex Stein. Go figure.
It's completely wild. And then you just see the signs that they're holding where it's just like down with white supremacy, like racist not welcome here. And it's just like Gavin McInnes and Alex Stein, really? You think those guys are racist? You think those guys are white supremacist? Like, it's so bad. They might as well be holding signs that are like, keep Bigfoot out. You know, the Loch Ness monster is not welcome here. They have made up a boogeyman, decided it's you, and are now attacking you based on their own fantastical imaginings. It makes no sense. It is shocking and a horrific development in the collapse of free speech here. We're going to talk more with Alex Stein about this on the other side, including the New York Times take on this, which is just as dishonest and despicable as you can possibly imagine. More with Alex Stein on the other side. Alex Stein 99 on Twitter. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Let's talk to Heath in FEMA Region 4. Heath, thanks for holding. I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, brother. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I got something I want to say, Alex. Of these pot-bellied pedophiles harming our children. And I am sick of these demons attacking Christians and patriots like you. Take his platform away. You know what I mean? This makes me sick.
What these demons don't know is they're giving us our launch pad. You see how God works?
Oh, yeah. This is the Great Awakening. I know, you know. It's happening, and I'm here for it. What a time to be alive. I mean, is this real life?
This is real life, Heath. I love you. Anything else?
You know, I know I said I'm sick, but I want to plug X2. I've been taking it. My girlfriend, I love you, Jessica. She's had health problems. She's been trying to fix for years, and we started taking X2 about a month and a half ago in B12. I've been a long-time listener, only just a new customer since then. I've been on fire. I've gotten the beat. I've gotten the fizzy magnesium, two orders of the B12 and the X2. My mom's ordering a year's worth of food. She just got X3 in the mail. You're on fire, brother. I'm trying to get her to order your book. I'm trying to get some money up.
Brother, you're just, we love you, the funding, because it's all about the war. And it's your support that's letting us do this.
Hey, if I had $8.7 billion, brother, I'd give it to you. Keep fighting the good fight.
We're never giving up, folks. People want a people's media. We're in. Thank you, Heath.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
press is reporting on a major run on iodine. Iodine of any type, the medical potassium iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, atomic iodine, you name it, people are buying it off the shelves all over the world because of the threat of nuclear war with Russia and the Ukraine situation with NATO and the United States and a proxy war with Vladimir Putin. I'm not promoting X3 as some panacea that protects you from nuclear war. In fact, if there is a hydrogen bomb attack or an atomic bomb attack, it only protects you from some of the fallout, a few of the isotopes. The answer to stopping nuclear war is peace and speaking out. That's what we need. And former President Trump's been talking a lot about that. The reason I promote high-quality iodine is for what it does to your immune system, what it does for your cells, what it does for your energy, your stamina, your libido. We have the very best iodine out there with all three types of the very best in tri-iodine X3. And despite the fact there's a run on iodine happening right now, we're offering it at 50% off until it sells out. It's been sold out for many months. It's finally back in stock. X3 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Look, it's not just that iodine can block some radioactive isotopes. That's not what we sell it. What it does block is the bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, bromine, bromide, and a bunch of other bad halogens. It's the good halogen associated with higher IQ, mental clarity, against stamina, libido, you name it. And X3 is back in stock at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a true 360 win. Fund the InfoWar at this critical time, keep us on air, and experience the power of X3. Now look, an aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Coffee kicks in 30 minutes. This takes 2 weeks to kick in. Take two drops every morning and experience the power of X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Alex Stein is with me. He was kind enough to take 30 minutes out of his very busy day, as I'm sure he is getting a lot of requests today to appear on things. Since last night, he was attacked and spit on by a bunch of raging communist idiots at the University of Pennsylvania, Penn State, rather. New York Times covers it this way. They say, Penn State cancels events by Proud Boys founder citing threat of violence. In case you're just reading the headline, you're getting the completely wrong view of what happened here. It's just, you know, the media, I always say, Alex, they have to tell the truth. They have to tell you the facts, but they leave you believing a lie. Is that headline true? Sure. Penn State cancels events by Proud Boys founder, citing the threat of violence. The thing they leave out is the threat of violence was from the opposition, and it was canceled as a blackmail extortion from the heckler's veto. But you know, the New York Times writes about this, and they essentially lay the blame at your feet and at the feet of Gavin McGinnis, despite the fact that you guys had an agreement to go give a speech there, and it would have gone off completely without a hitch, except for these violent protesters. Just your response to the way that this is being covered in mainstream media, Alex.
Well, that blows my mind. The New York Times, that's the first time they've ever lied, I believe, in their whole publication history. So that's what a surprise. I mean, they're the best publication in the world. I'll send in a correction. I'm sure they'll correct the record.
I'm sure they will.
I mean, dude, I'm not sure. And first of all, yes, I am very busy. But guys, yeah, I want to thank the InfoWars crew. I want to thank Harrison. I want to thank Owen. I want to thank Alex. You guys were the first big media company to even give me a platform to even recognize me. So I just want to start off by saying, dude, anytime you guys ask me to come on, I will literally make time for you. Like I owe you guys. I'm indebted to the InfoWars crew. But like you said, okay, come on. We know the media lies, and we know that they're going to do spin. I mean, even the university president somehow spins it as it was a loss for them because it does look bad. You have a student in a Penn State shirt hawking a loogie on a speaker that was paid to come speak on your campus. I mean, it wasn't like I was just, you know, a counter protester. I was part of the event. I was the speaker on campus by the student organization. So it's going to leave a little stain. And there's a lot of stains on Penn State. But sadly, it's not going to – it's for us in this culture war – this is not you call this a battle, I don't think we won this battle because the event got shut down. So they spin it like they're the victim. And that's the worst part. They, in reality, in my opinion, won this little battle in the culture war.
Did they, though? Because, I mean, I see, you know, in that shot where she hawks that loogie, just disgusting. These people are gross. but she hawks this loogie on your shoulder. And of course, your reaction is to laugh at her. And that's it's sort of symbolic of like how we have been forced to react. Because, of course, if anybody knows anything about the Proud Boys were formed specifically and explicitly to counteract Antifa because the law enforcement wasn't doing anything. Peaceful protesters, you know, conservatives would try to go to a Trump rally and Antifa would show up with rocks and chains and bike locks, beat the crap out of you. The police wouldn't stop them. They wouldn't even investigate it afterwards. And so the conservatives go, all right, well, time to fight fire with fire. If they're going to fight us, then we're going to protect ourselves and we're going to fight them back. And then they get completely destroyed. And so, you know, to me, when somebody spits on me, my first reaction would be anger, be pissed off, to go, all right, if they're going to try to fight us, we need to fight them. That's we can't do that anymore. We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. We're not allowed to fight back. And so we've moved to a different tactic, which is what you do, which is to laugh in their faces and take the abuse, take the attacks and go, you're only helping me. You idiot, you moron, you useful communist tool. So I think, you know, that's sort of symbolic of the way that we've been forced to adapt and the way that our adaptions are actually making us more powerful as we bring humor rather than violence to these escalating situations.
Well, and they make the content. All I have to do is film it. I mean, they go so insane. Me, literally, I was trying to go out there and have a conversation, talk to them, see their point of view. And I even went on their microphone because they had a counter-protest speech. I wanted to talk to them. And I just sent Matt a picture of it. They had concrete milkshakes. So, you know, I would have liked for them to be, you know, some sort of protection for me. But there was no protection. I mean, there was nobody on my side. And these people, you know, like I said, I keep saying, they want chaos. So the only way I feel like we can combat that is with humor, because that's the only way we break people out of this trauma-based mind control. I'm actually empathetic to a lot of these kids because they've been brainwashed. They've had a very hard upbringing. I mean, maybe they might come from a wealthy family, but what the media does to them through the trauma-based mind control, through the basically, you know, programming, through the indoctrination of middle school, high school, and college, I almost feel sympathy for them because I feel like the majority of them are brainwashed. And if you're a parent out there, really consider homeschool and really consider a different path in college, because this is not the way, in my opinion.
Man, that's such a good point. I wonder what these people's parents think when they see this, if they're like, oh, good, they're standing up against the big bad comedian who makes funny videos. Good, standing up against him. Here's my question, Alex. When do I get to welcome onto the show Senator Alex Stein? When do I get to welcome onto this program candidate for president Alex Stein? I mean, really, when are you gonna really take this to the next level and run for office? Because I want to campaign for you.
Well, I really love that, and I really appreciate that. But, you know, what's coming up, I don't know if you saw, I posted a video in Dallas. They're voting to get rid of the public comment portion at all future city council meetings. They had an hour-long meeting, an hour-long session during the latest city council meeting talking about me, where they even named me. They said Alex Stein is benefiting from coming here and speaking, and that we need to stop him, and that I'm saying homophobic, transphobic, you know, every phobic thing in the world. And they're trying to get rid of the public comment. And the reason is Mayor Johnson fears me, because I've already said in 2023, I'm going to run for mayor. I may not win. It'll be my first campaign. I might have the Beto O'Rourke mentality where I just run for everything and lose. But, you know, that's what I think that's what's next, is that they're going to force me to have to get into politics. And that's the other thing is Harrison, people want to say, oh, you're a conservative. Of course, I have conservative values. I'm anti-abortion. You know, I'm anti-establishment. But really, I'm like Donald Trump, and then I'm a populist. I'm like Alex Jones, and I'm a populist. So, you know, that's what they fear the most, is somebody that can actually meet people in the middle and actually do it. Because I understand the plight of, you know, people that are, you know, socially liberal. I have some sort of, you know, semi-socially liberal idea. So I think for me, the only way we fight these people is having to get involved. And they're twisting my arm, Harrison. Right. So you're right. I'm excited to throw my hat in the race. I may not win, but if I can shake things up, if I can scare these people, then, you know, that'll be a job well done, in my opinion.
It's the only way to fight this battle, honestly. It's the only way to fight this war, is every time they do something like this, you just have to double down and show them that they're going to regret it. How much easier would it have been for them just to let you speak for 2 minutes, you know, every couple months, make your viral video? I mean, it didn't hurt them. Maybe it embarrasses them because you're calling them out on their bad platforms. But if they had just been chill about it, if they'd just been cool about it, if they had just gone, they could actually enjoy it. They go, look, we got to hear these public comments are always boring. They're always kind of annoying to have to do. I can see the city council not liking doing it. And then here comes Alex Stein to kind of spice things up, make things funny a little bit. They can laugh along and then move along. They were just chill about it. It'd be all good. And you would just be able to keep doing your videos because they fight back, because they want to change the rules to stop you from having free speech. Now you have to double down. You have to ramp it up because you can't just let them get away with that. So they really are digging their own grave in this regard.
No, and they don't like to be mocked. That's what I noticed when I first went to these city council meetings during the, you know, COVID pandemic. I said, why are you shutting down the public parks? Like literally the water fountain that I used to you know, for my dogs to get water in April when it's hot in May of 2020, they shut down the park water fountain. They shut down the park restrooms and put porta potties. And I went and I spoke at these meetings and said, how is this going to stop the spread of a virus? You're just shutting it down so we don't use it. This is not good. And they looked at me like I was a tinfoil hat idiot. But as soon as I started going insane for the Ukraine, as soon as I started freaking doing the culture jamming, they had to start paying attention. They went from NPCs, non-playable characters, to all of a sudden now they're doing hour-long meetings and I'm the subject of the entire meeting. So that, for the other people playing at home, listen, I love the clicks. I love the likes. I love coming on InfoWars. I'm not going to lie and say I don't like that. But my favorite thing, Harrison, my favorite thing, and I'm not saying this to virtue signal, I love when people send me a message on Instagram of their clip where they went to their city council meeting. They went to their school board meeting. They even went to their HOA and, you know, complained about how they're getting, they're getting fined for their trash can being out. Because people, if you're listening to this and you're mad about today's society, go speak up for yourself. I'm not going to speak up for yourself. Harrison's on the air every day speaking up for himself, and he's trying to speak out for the marginalized people. But we can't do it for you. I can't carry the load myself. Harrison can't carry the load himself. Alex Jones can't carry the load himself. They're trying to sue him for trillions of dollars. So we need to come together, and people need to start standing up for themselves and speaking at these meetings, or at least speaking out and saying how they feel, because more people actually align with our views. Most people, this is the abortion issue, which I'm so happy we don't have abortion, but even people that are pro-choice, even people that are pro-abortion believe that there should be a limit to it. Yet these politicians want to have abortion up until birth. So we need to have a nuanced conversation and get the message out there of what's really happening, what the people really want, because these politicians are the ones controlling the narrative, and it's all going to be, you know, a bunch of dog caca for the radio air, because they're going to continue to tinkle on us and tell us it's raining unless we tell them, hey, stop doing what you're doing to us.
Folks, Alex Stein has shown you the way. Now it's just a matter of following him and giving him the backup that he needs. Well, keep it up, Alex. As you know, we follow your career with just a good occasional belly laugh and just loving it every step of the way. So thank you so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it. Conspiracy Castle on band.video. YouTube is AlexStein99. That's also where you can find him on Twitter. For now, until he becomes senator, and then the White House becomes the Conspiracy Castle. I can see it.
Josh in FEMA Region 3, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I just want to plug X2. Man, I've been taking it for the last month and a half. It's made amazing changes. I started dreaming again. It's amazing. I just feel better. Like, it's hard to explain. I feel like I'm more hydrated. I'm a roofer. It normally takes a lot of water to stay hydrated for me. It feels like I'm retaining water better. Like I said, I started dreaming again. I haven't had a dream in 15 years. And 2 weeks after taking it, I was starting to dream every single night.
Well, this isn't some new age thing. They just piggyback on it. The pineal gland gets filled with fluoride, and that's the third eye. Literally, it's connected to higher dreaming, higher consciousness medically, and then obviously the ancients said spiritual connection. And when it gets filled with fluoride and bromide and bromine, all the bad halogens, then people don't dream and they don't have higher consciousness statistically. But real iodine goes through and just burns all that out. It doesn't just get in there, it removes the bad stuff in the major studies. That's why everybody should get X2. We have a limited supply of it at InfoWarsStore.com. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 40% off right now, though it's about to sell out. Get your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's about 15 days to kick in. InfoWarsStore.com, X2.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. Band.video. .video.
Oh, my God.